Piercing the Veil on bbsradio.com with your hosts Jordan and Corey and new guests appearing weekly. During the show, Jordan and Corey will pierce the many veils of illusion to reveal the universal truths and tools for negotiation inherent to success in one's daily life, including but not limited to 1. Multidimensional wordsmithing. 2. Mastering and commanding negotiations. 3. Constructive trust and wealth preservation. And 4. Spirituality. Pierce the veil, and the truth will reveal itself.
All right. Hello, world. Welcome back to another fresh episode of Piercing the Veil. We've been gone for a couple weeks, did a few reruns. I've been pretty busy doing some things. And today we have a special guest. His name is Mike Kerbin. He goes by the stage name of Confucius. And he's the founder of a local DFW metaphysics school. He does weekly classes and does a lot of research and practice himself into tarot and psychic phenomenon and basically being a psychic and getting your skills up to a natural point. Corey, we've talked in a few episodes about this back and forth, and it's very clear that everybody has some sort of level of natural ability. There's just a few people that are, I should say, born with a higher level of understanding of these things, and Mike seems to be one of them. So we're going to talk about a little bit regarding where he came from, you know, how he acquired his skills. Was it natural, or did he have to do some work? And with no further ado, Mike, welcome on board. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan and Corey. I was actually originated and born in Chicago, Illinois. That's my hometown. I live in Dallas now, but I've done a lot of traveling. And in Chicago, I was very, very famous. How I got into this field is through fasting. I fasted 4 days on the still water only. And what happened was I was in the dining room going through all these books on health, because, you know, in every field, whether it's the health field, the psychic field, there's a lot of BS in every field, and you got to do your research. Okay, so anyways, I had all these books I was reading, and then I didn't know about the fasting would open up my psychic abilities here in spirit and things in general at the time. So anyways, on the fourth day, I felt like somebody was in the kitchen. I got up and I'm talking to empty air in the kitchen, like, who's there? And so, and then I sat back down, and then next thing I know, with my eyes open, I saw a woman dressed in blue in my mind's eye, and this warmth of love, the love that you hear when people pass on, they say the love over there is so tremendous, basically, that they don't want to come back. I felt that while I was alive. Yeah. And she called my name, and then I got up, and then I had all these male voices calling in all at once, calling my name. I just thought, uh-oh, I'm sick. Why else would I be hearing all these voices? So I stopped the fast and stopped the voices, of course. And after that, I started going to all these psychic fairs in Chicago. Back then, that's when they had, like 70, 80 readers in a shopping mall. You're talking about big psychic fairs.
Wow.
That was way back in Chicago. And so anyways, doing all the research, first of all, you know, if you've never gone to readers, you're going to say, wow, this is amazing. They're telling things about me. But then they started saying, wait a minute, some of these readers are reading my mind, and it's not going to ever happen. So I started doing a lot of research, and that's how I got into doing the research. And I remember I was going through some karmic years, and I come from a dysfunctional family, first of all. So as I was, my brother did me wrong, you know, stole some money. I became homeless for a little while. And then I went over to my mother's house, and she was not all there. There's a lot of factors behind this. So anyways, Spirit was saying, well, and I was just getting into the field. They're telling me that, look, you're going to have your own TV show. You're going to have a health food store. You're going to marry this older female and all these facts. I said, yeah, right. And I said, that doesn't happen in a week. I'm out of here. And sure enough, in 3 days, what they said was true. I met this older female. She was 17 years older than me. We eventually got a health food store and metaphysical center in Chicago on a main street on Lincoln Avenue by Montrose. And then eventually I had my own TV show, Chicago's Only Psychic Television Program, and for 13 years. And Richard Roper, the famous film critic, wrote his most entertaining show on TV. Now, remind you, this is Access Television. Access Television, nobody gets paid. You get all beginners who are working on the crew, and they don't know what they're doing. And yet I made it the number one show in Chicago. I had a fan club, the Psychic Slugs. I had Saturday Night Live calling me up saying how great the show was, too. Because I did some comedy on that show, too.
Now, Mike,
it was the fast-paced live show.
Is this where Confucius was born? Is this where you started displaying?
No, Confucius was born later on. Because eventually I moved to Las Vegas, and I did 1,179 voiceover comedy characters. And I had all the stars listening, Paul McCarthy, Katy Perry, Chicken Chong, everybody. And then I was hired at MGM. MGM hired me to do TV reading. I bought this Chinese clothes, and this big red hat and all that, and I was doing readings over there. Since apparently nobody seems to want to do TV readings, even in Dallas for some strange reason. Very simple. And then it just dawned on me, hey, I think I'll call myself Confucius. Now, at the time, I was writing these tests, which is going to change the whole concept of psychic training. Up to this day right now, I got over 3,000 tests that yet to come out in books. That'll make me super famous when it does. It's already built in to use your intuition. And then you pick it, and it'll tell everything about you. And so I'm going to use eventually both. Confucius is going to come out with the Chinese clothes, big red hat, going to be doing all forms of readings. And we're going to be doing it over at the Blue Moon Fair. And now I told Joy, who's in charge of the Blue Moon, because from 3 to 4, I won't do it unless I know there's a fair amount of people. Otherwise, you're wasting my time. Because it deals with the audience. All types of readings is going to be put in there. And a little humor, basically. And from 4 to 6, I run the School of Metaphysics, even at Joy's place there, too. And I've taught thousands of students in Chicago, by the way. And so, but Confucius is going to be coming out. I'm going to be getting a new website called MikeCoverinProductions.com, and I'm going to have the School of Metaphysics up there, and I'm going to have Confucius, and then I'm going to make it like a Las Vegas all-psychic group type thing. People who are trained in the School of Metaphysics, if they're a magician, they're a graphologist or whatnot, they can eventually work the comedy or... Because I'm going to have different areas. I'm going to have the small show where Confucius goes up there, do all types of readings. We got the middle show, maybe a few other people. And then the Las Vegas type show, which will be singing, dancing, the whole shebang. But it's going to be first time a psychic entertainment organization.
Excellent. And now, for anybody who's not had a reading, can you describe some of the things so that they can look out for as far as, you know, leading questions and what's really going to... Obviously, if they get information that resonates with them, they can sort of say, okay, yeah, that there is some value to this. It seems to be authentic. But there's a lot of ways of getting resonance with people without providing authentic information. What should people look out for based on your expertise and experience as a reader? And what do you suggest would be proper questions?
Okay, as far as when you first go to a reader, you want to know what your action is. Is the reader going to be good? What type of questions should you ask the reader? When you first ever go to the reader. Well, number one, if a reader starts telling you, well, you got a curse on you, we have to do these candles on you, $100 a candle, you got to run as fast as you can because that's usually a gypsy con artist that's taking your money. A good reader should, in reality, be telling you your personality. A good reader would actually ask you, is there any specific questions you want to know about? If a good reader does all forms of readings, a good reader would tell you the form of readings they do. And if you, the problem with some people, they don't have no questions when they first come to a reader. They say, just give me whatever you want. But basically, a good reader will tell you, look, the general is going to be your personality, health, finances, the future endeavors. So if you want to know about anybody specific, loved ones, family members, you need first name, present age, or whatever, are you interested in crossing over, past lives? different things. That's only if a good reader is doing all those types of readings. And so normally people come to readers because they have problems. Maybe they want to make a change in residential. Maybe they're thinking about changing their career, or they don't even know which career they should be in.
Right.
And it's up to the readers to either find the blueprint of the individual what they came here for. And let's be realistic here. Most people, when they first start out, they can do a career, but, you know, in reality, you do so many different things in life. I mean, you're a producer of this radio show, and you're doing all different other factors. And when you go home, maybe you got to fix the house or something in the house or paint the house or do whatever. You're always doing something different. But for career-wise, very rare will somebody stay with the same occupation their entire life. I've been in the field over 40 years. But then again, I've done television, I've done radio, I've done stage, I've done a lot of different other factors.
But related work.
Yeah, you know, the whole idea is when they first come to see a reader, again, you got to ask the question that's pertaining to you. Are you interested in relationships? That's a big factor with people. Older people, it's usually about health. They want to know what's wrong with them, what can you recommend. So a good reader needs to know about herbs, vitamins, essential oils, fasting, what's really wrong with the body, was it caused by a mental, was it caused by emotional, was it caused by the physical, or even sometimes a past life, which is a spiritual that's coming back, and that's that you're going to have to handle. Now, that's for the older group, the health. Very rare do you find a lot of young people asking about their health, unless they do have a health disorder. But most people will come to a reader, they want to know about love, they want to know about money, they want to know about their career, but some will want to know about their personality. And mainly what most people do, if they first got into this field, the reason they got into this field, Jordan, is this, that they know they're very psychic. They know they're very sensitive. And they know something's not right, and they're coming to you to confirm that they are very psychic. They may be hearing voices. They may be seeing these blue orbs or whatever coming into the room. They just want to make sure that they're okay, that they're not crazy. But in reality, every person on the face of this earth is a psychic, and there's different degrees. But anyone can open their psychic ability through fasting, through heavy meditation. And you can be taught to be a reader. Doesn't necessarily mean this is going to be your profession. Right. This field is much, much, much tougher than it looks.
Just because you can do welding doesn't mean you're going to be welding steel structural beams and stuff for huge, gigantic skyscrapers. I get exactly what you're saying. So it's a skill that everybody has. Okay, you know, I want to see what Corey's perspective is on this, because I know he's delved into a lot of the mystic schools and the mystery things and stuff like that. Corey, do you have any questions for Mike based on what he's given us so far, about his background?
Yeah. Mike, I'm wondering, what does, in your experiences or in your readings, do you get, how do you see the individual? Do you see, like, guides and entities associated with the individual, or are you getting information directly from the individual? What types of different things do you pick up on in your own process?
Let me put this way. As you know, I have a school where I train everybody to pick up on the first impression age of anybody, and they can read them whether they're there or not there. And it's actually the soul's energy. The superconscious will know where to go, and you'll start getting pictures. You'll start getting feelings, whether sadness, happiness, whatever. And then there's also the deeper part. There's actually where you can actually hear telepathy, or even hear from the other side. Names will pop in. Or it's like, you know, if you ever think about being on a train, and you're looking at the train, you're looking out the window, and it's moving so fast, that this is what happens to sometimes of good readers. They just know, but they already seen it, but they can't explain it, and they just know because it came in so fast, just like the train when you're looking out the window. And so this is also part of it. And sometimes you get it from the other side, but normally anyone can learn to pick up and read, anybody, because we're all spirits.
That's right.
And so long as you're a spirit, you can pick up anybody, and you don't need permission. I don't know how many times people say you need permission to read somebody else. In fact, everybody's reading everybody regardless. When you're on the phone a lot, the first thing you're listening to is what?
The tone, the cadence, yeah, their voice, everything.
Correct. You can actually tell if somebody's not feeling well from the tone of their voice. That means you're already plugging in. Sometimes you're not sure. When you watch the TV show, the news, and all of a sudden you're watching a politician, and you know something's not right about this politician. You pick it up, and later on you heard it in the news, this is what happened, and you say, I knew it, but you didn't want to say it because you have maybe a little fear about this because of what people are going to say about you. Because when you're a professional reader, it's like having a license. You can say what you pick up and see and feel because you got a business card, you're a professional. You, on the other hand, can't do that. If you do that, people are going to say you're weird, you're crazy, you know what the heck you're talking about, and then you're going to shut your mouth. Let's put it this way here. So it depends on if you're professional or not. You know, when I got in this field, a lot of people were not into the psychic area. You know, you consider weird, you consider that, just like if you're gay, you consider weird. There's all types of different things when you're starting out. Because even as a psychic, you know, the gay community would come in there and I says, yeah, I know you're gay because they want to shock me. So what? You know what I mean? But you can read anybody. As a matter of fact, even in numerology, I did a lot of research. When I was young, I went to the gay community. I did S&M bars, to transvestites, all types of things with numerology, doing research at a young age and to see what really goes on, what makes them tick. And I find it very fascinating. A lot of people say, well, the gay community has feminine emotions. That's a bunch of BS. They have more male emotions. And then the more male emotions they got, it crossed over to the S&M. The whips and everything. The ones who have the feminine numbers, all feminine numbers, would be more the transvestites. So there's a big difference. If you have a mixture of male and female, you're going to be more normal. Let's put it this way. But if you have too much male numbers, the chances are you can be gay. The chances are very high. But if you have too much feminine numbers, you're going to be more transvestite. Even guys... will start, when I did the research on them, they wear the clothes, they have a regular job, they go home, they have the female clothes, and I can understand that. Now, here we take Hillary Clinton. She's got a male personality, but she also has abuse of power that she did in a past life. And if you've been listening and if you do your research when you're media, you understand what's happened with Hillary in the past and why a lot of people don't support her. And then Donald, in fact, I got on YouTube.com, you can put my name in, Mike Kurvan, K-U-R-V-A-N, and you can see me as Confucius. And I got, so far, 1,008 hits since March 10th on about who's going to be the next president. And I give you all the indications of Donald. At that time period, there's a lot of people running. And I put it down to four people, Cruz, Sanders, Hillary, Donald Trump, and I said Donald Trump will be the next president. And I saw a president there, and I explained in detail. And it's quite fascinating when you're doing charts, when you can see from the karma that Sanders, Hillary, and Cruz were all together in past life, and none of them were diplomatic. None of them knew how to get along with other people, and yet they're all trying to become president of the United States. I find it very fascinating.
It is, and there's vested interest and factions and monetary support and all sorts of other crazy factors. But what I think that you touched on, which is key, Mike, and I think Corey would agree with me, is the correlation between the primary life path and numerology. And, you know, that might be self-explanatory for anybody who's done this type of research, but I do believe it's extremely important to make that correlation that the numerology is so all-pervasive in the physical life form that a number of facts and information, things about their different domains of their life can be gleaned. And so, like you said, you can jump around from anywhere to, is this person predetermined or predispositioned to be choosing this lifestyle? And, you know, what subdivision within that lifestyle are they predispositioned to based on the types of energy? I really like that. And then also you bring back the karmatic effect and the karmatic principles, which we've discussed on our show. And that's really an important thing as well. So the fact that you're able to perceive that is fascinating to me. And I wondered if you talk a little bit more. You said something about fasting. Did you have any particular technique, if we could kind of jump back into that real quick?
Hey, well, with fasting, okay, when I talk to people, when people tell me they fast, I said, you didn't eat? Oh, yeah, well, I didn't eat for 6 hours. I fasted. I said, say what? And then I had talked to other women. Oh, so you fasted? Oh, yeah, I fasted on 24 hours on taking all these pills so I can lose weight. Fasting, okay. Everybody's got their different words of fasting. Now, there's different branches of fasting. Now, again, as you know, there's a fruit fast, a watermelon fast, a grape fast. Grape fast will cure a cancer, as they say, because that's how strong it is. And the watermelon has a potassium and all that. Okay, so that's a fruit fast. This one. And then that's the one that I'm going to take the one that I would take. But there's a vegetable juice fasting, and then certain vegetables will actually have healing properties. You know, red cabbage will actually cure an ulcer, by the way. And it's the only vegetable that will do that. Beets enriches the blood, and cucumber celery helps the kidneys, and et cetera, et cetera. So you want a vegetable juice fasting, you'll get the vitamins and minerals. And actually, if you're going to start fasting, you really have to go on a vegetable juice fasting program, and I'll tell you why. Because you're going to need the minerals if you're working at a job. Because if you're doing a real hardcore fast, now this is how I got into this. I did a hardcore fast on distilled water. Your heart is going to speed up big time. You're not, because what's happening is it's working overtime to get the toxin. It's going to go right into your bloodstream everywhere, and your eyes will even turn yellow because your liver's going to be malfunctioning. And it can be very dangerous to hardcore fast. But on the other hand, a hardcore fast will get you to the other side faster than anything else as far as contact with the spirit. If you go on a vegetable juice fasting program, it'll clean out the system. You may have to do it for a very long time, 40 days or even longer, before you can really have the super contact of the other side. So it's how you want to speed it up, but I would never recommend it to anybody who's on medication to do a hardcore fasting in any shape or form. Now, I talked to the Indians. Now, they're supposed to be spiritual. A lot of them are just drunks, basically. And the only time they see spirits is when they're drinking, they tell me. But what the Indians do, they have the sweat lodges, okay? They don't eat, they don't drink. And I says, well, then don't you, how you urinate? Well, it comes out of our skin. I says, really? So everybody has their way of concept, but in reality, if you want to become very spiritual, you want to reach the other side, but just make sure you're not taking any medications, then you can do the hardcore fast. And then what happens is the walls start breathing. You can feel things. You become super sensitive. And what happens to all mediums, a real true medium, you will get this in your left ear and pineal gland right above the ear. A humming or buzzing sound like a bunch of bees sounds. And it radiates at all times. I even got it right now. And that's how close you're to the other side, basically. Mm. And so when you start doing that hardcore fasting, boom, it just breaks. That buzzing sound is nothing but a bunch of voices on the other side. You're that close. That's what they call a professional medium. And there's a lot of people that will come to me and they go, oh, my God, I always wonder what that was because I seen my doctor and he told me to go see a psychiatrist that I had a problem. And I thought maybe it was an inner ear disorder or something. I said, no, it's a natural thing from the other side. And it's you're so Mike, close, you're natural.
I have no doubt you're telling the truth because as you're speaking right now, I'm sort of like letting everything else go. I'm still listening to you and obviously thinking about the show, but I'm letting everything else go, and I can hear a faint type of deal, and it's right in the location you're talking about. It's sort of off center to the left.
Correct.
And it feels like sort of like a tickling, vibrating, buzzing pressure as well as a sound. I don't know if that describes it.
Yeah, yeah. See, when you start fasting, You'll feel almost like a finger is being pushed in your ear, and then you can actually feel warmth of love sometimes there too, and then you can actually hear a name. All types of different things are going to be happening when you start doing it. Only top professional meetings. If you're doing the work of spirit, they're going to want to work through you a lot faster. Okay, they would like to encourage you to do that in that department. Now, the problem about being very sensitive, very psychic, you know, women always, you know, women will say, well, you don't understand this woman, what we go through, and, you know, the hot flashes and the moods. And I said, yeah, well, you don't understand a psychic medium, what they go through. They go through all types of emotions all day long when they're reading people, walk in the store, you know, and you can sense negativity, and it just drives you nuts. So, there's good and bad with it. The good is, well, you can understand people better. You can understand yourself better. You can understand how the future lies. And you understand this is a matrix. This is a school. You're here to learn different things. And a lot of these people are sleepers. They don't understand what's going on with themselves. But you understand that. Now, on the other hand, now we have what we call chemtrails. As you know, chemtrails. And then there's other stuff in the air or whatever. You'll pick it up quicker. You'll get sick quicker. Because you're so sensitive. Or if you walk into a bar, it's like, oh, my God, bad energy. Yeah. You sense it. And so you become, in your own way, a loner, or you want to socialize with other people who are very in the holistic area, who are also into the spiritual area to a certain degree here. So this is going to be a normal thing there. And also you don't fit in with society. And then because you know about what the real world is, which I'm sure, Jordan, what you do, you want to do more research. Either you do more research on your own part, you start studying books, going through what's BS, what's real, what's whatever, or you get your own TV show, or you get your own radio show. And then you want to know more, and you put on these other people who are expertise in their field, and then you can understand what they've gone through and from every different level, and it helps you understand yourself better to a certain degree there. So this is a normal thing for someone like you, or maybe Corey, or anybody else up there, Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones, I did his chart on numerology, and he's got 11s in his chart. Now, if you understand 11s, 11s are very spiritual people, or they're supposed to be, and they're very psychic. They can be natural spiritual leaders. I'm born on the 11th, and there's a few other people I know. Thomas Edison was born on the 11th. He would always say, the little small people in my head are always talking to me and giving me these inventions, basically. He would say, tell the public. And so, which is true, because he's born on the 11th. Just because you're born on 11 does not necessarily mean that you're going to do the spiritual work. I've met a lot of spiritual people born on 11, con artists. They use it in a different way. It depends on the entire chart, basically. The same thing with the reading. It's just not based on one little elements. It's based on a lot of elements to get you to where you're at. But very few people are going to stand out and become very recognized and famous. I've done everything in this field. I don't think anybody has ever done it in that area. And now I'm going to be doing Confucius. And I want to get that out. And if Dallas doesn't take it the way I want to, there's New York. I've been featured number one psychic in New York before, and I'll bring it to New York stage, and I'll bring it to Hollywood. That's for the future. But I'm in no hurry because I've been doing these tests. I've been doing everything else. We all have our own mission. And some people were born to be up there, okay, for example, now, Corey, I believe I did your birthday, and I said your natural talent is law. And so, and you're being very psychic, you can know things about the law that other people may not even know. You may not even know it, and then you say, wow, where am I getting all this information?
Oh, it's a natural thing. You're talking about the reading you did for me recently?
Correct. Yeah, okay. That's a mini type thing. And, my talent says I have a lot of threes in my chart besides 11s, and the threes are natural actors, mediums, clairvoyants, and you find a lot of people born on the 3rd, 12th, 21st, or 30th show on their birthday. You'll find a lot of famous actors, actresses, public speakers. They're up there because they're very entertaining. They have humor, comedians. That's all normal. And so you can actually see your natural talents as quickly. But I've gone a lot further in numbers. When I say a lot further, I've done a lot of research. I combine numbers together. In my Love Connection workbook, I give not only your personality, I give color tests, and I give a combination of numbers. And these other combination numbers will tell me exactly your personality, whether you got a business personality or a gullible personality or whatever. It's so accurate. And then I even went further than that. Your Social Security tells me if you're going to make a lot of money in this lifetime. Why? Social Security is your finances. So what we have is three divisions. So as I keep doing more and more research, and I find it fascinating, is your time of birth is what the soul really wanted to do in this lifetime. Doesn't necessarily is going to completely do it. Your birthday is your environment, what you want to do in this lifetime, your surroundings. And your Social Security will tell me your career, if you're going to make it to be very successful financially. And I can see people's charts where it looks like they're going to make a lot of money, but they got a pinhole someplace. The pinhole would mean there's a challenge where they tend to please family, loved ones a little too much, and then they develop resentment. Because if you're getting money coming in and you're giving it back out to the family structure, you're not going to get that wealthy in the first place.
Yeah, there's all sorts of traps. I totally agree with you, and there's little leaks. I like how you described it as a pinhole, or like a pinhole leak of energy and all these different types of things. I will say this. Well, you seem to be extremely sensitive to correlation as opposed to just trying to rationalize it. You seem to have an ability to intuitively match that pattern or that color or that whatever your tests are, and instantly find something that's consistent with people's traits and disposition. And I would say this, it seems like you're doing our tactical wordsmithing on a whole other etheric level and just rocking it in the psychic realm. And I want to hear more about, if we can, I think our listeners would be interested to hear more about what to do when you become more sensitive like you're describing. But I do want to go ahead and jump to the first commercial, which is for Joy King. It's a Blue Moon Psychic Fair, which you spoke of, and you're actually, I believe, a co-founder and partner in that. And so what we'll do is we'll go to commercial real quick, and Mike, please continue when we get back and maybe speak into a little bit about shielding and protection, if that's all right with you.
Okay, no problem.
Excellent.
Meet Corey, a talented musician, philosophical artist, designer builder, and co-host of Piercing the Veil, a booming radio show which focuses on spreading rare or esoteric knowledge. When he's not doing art, making music, designing, or hosting on the air, Corey is an experienced life coach who specializes in wealth management, preservation, and acquisitions. For a free 15-minute consultation, call 520-230-2332 or email cr_s@unseen.is with questions or concerns. Expand your possibilities and thrive today.
Having trouble with harassing collection agencies? Creditors breathing down your neck? Feeling like you're drowning in debt? The Guild of Tactical Wordsmiths is here to help you now. GTAC is an ecclesiastical guild association of aggressive debt assassins who can eliminate your debts, free negative marks from your credit report, and get you compensated for unfair collection practices or emotional damages. They have a proven track record of success and sustainable results, which will have creditors and debt collectors shaking in their boots. This is not your typical credit repair or verification. GTAC uses proven techniques and negotiation tactics to completely eliminate your debt or conflict, remove negative marks from your credit reports, and in most cases, GTAC will retrieve compensation for you. Call for your free 15-minute consultation today at 214-290-3053.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is a new episode of Piercing the Veil. Today's September 18th, 2016. If you're just now joining us, we're speaking with a legendary psychic and master. His name's Mike Kirvin, also goes by the name of Confucius. I do suggest that if you've missed the first half of the show, you definitely catch the podcast. We've talked about a lot of information, covered a lot of broad topics, and gotten into some specifics as well. Early in the show, Mike was actually speaking about sensitivity when he was doing fasts and other types of tools to gain his abilities in the first place, or I should say hone them. He did mention some things about being extremely sensitive, and that seems to be a pervasive and reoccurring issue, is it not, Mike?
It is, but I want all your listeners to understand one thing. If you're going to, whether you're doing fasting, vegetable fasting, fruit fasting, or to develop with meditation, just remember one thing. If you want to be a great reader in this field, you have to be a balance of half really very practical and the other half very, very psychic. And the reason why I say this, if you're too psychic and not being very practical, you can go into loony bin, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're too practical and not enough psychic, you think you have a scientific mind, and you find a lot of these scientists, they can't see the forest from the trees. It's right in front of their face. They can't tell the difference.
And well, because it's important that sorry, I just want to break in. It's important that you speak about balance. It's one of the biggest things and the biggest recurring things on our show, Mike, is balance. And even with the technical wordsmithing, balancing what you know about a person and what you've experienced from people in the past, regardless of what your personal bias of that person is in the situation. I think you're talking about the same thing, but with regards to maintaining your fucking sanity. You know what I mean? Like just remaining
balanced. Because, you know... You know, for like my test, everything I do is actually very practical with the psychic. And people say, wow, where you get this stuff? Well, first of all, it doesn't sound common sense to you, but to me it does. And I can show a scientific behind everything. Then I can show you the psychic behind it there, too, how I got everything. And then when I get something from spirit, a title, I says, okay, I think this is the way it's going to go. Then I start writing, and I go, wait a minute, it's going a different direction. Oh, now I understand. That's me. Okay, this is how it works. And you got to have another thing, you got to have fluency. You have to have natural rhythm. If you don't have natural rhythm as a psychic, you're not going to be good. You're going to burn yourself out really quick, and you're going to get very, very sick. And if that is happening to you, get out of the field as fast as possible, because this is not for you. Because there's be days. I remember one time I was in Navy Pier. I was outside Navy Pier there in Chicago, Illinois, and I read from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way to 1 o'clock in the morning the next day. Nonstop, I didn't even get up. And people would be looking at me and say, this is your top reader? He looks like he's ready to die. I read so many people. But the fluency was there, but when I got up, I just about fell down because the blood was not going through my legs proper, and I had to run to that washroom, and I won't do that again. But when you're young, you take on challenges from every viewpoint. When you're a reader, I've done murder cases, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, and I've been on top shows, Oprah, Jerry Springer, blah, 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 and, you know, he wanted to do those things. But once you have done all those things, now you want to go to your true identity, what you really want. And Confucius in my school, I'm going to become the big-time spiritual leader, which I was born to be. But, you know, you have to go. This is the thing that people don't understand. If you want to be a great reader, you got to keep furthering your education. You got to keep going through the veil, like your show says. And you got to see what's the BS behind everything. I can do palmistry, phase reading, numerology, dreams, everything. Phrenology, you know, I've done all that. And I'm trying to find what is the best, what's the least, and what do people really want. You can be the best reader in the world, just remember this, but you can be considered the worst reader at the same time. Because if people, it's like you're an attorney. You have to say the right words to the right people. If they don't hear the right words that they want to hear, then you're the worst reader. You are the worst reader, even though he hit on them real clear, because some people don't want to hear the truth. So you have to go around about and give them the chosen words that they want to hear, and so they can understand it. And it's an art. This is an art type thing there. Otherwise, people get very angry.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The art form is very prevalent in what you can describe and basically what you can do with all these different types of mediumships and tools and whatnot. I did want to bring it back to how you were describing earlier in the show, the exchange and transfers of energy. And I believe you actually just put forth an example as well, where you're dog tired after a straight 13-hour plus run. I will say this. Have you ever considered any type of token, energetic token? I understand you're getting compensated for your services physically somehow, whether it be barter or money. But have you considered an energetic token, like maybe just, you don't have to ask permission, but making contact and an agreement with the person that sits down in front of you on an energetic level and saying, hey, this is going to take some of my energy. I'd either like some of yours, or would you assist me in creating like a little portal to open up and, you know, during the reading, before or after, what have you, that some of that energy comes towards me as a token for my service. And that way you're able to replenish yourself. Is that something that's come across your mind before? And then after that, could you maybe speak into shielding and protection, something like that?
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying, but that, but see, when you're a professional reader, it's a business. You're reading, yeah, you get your energy back when you're away from everybody. It's okay. Called charging your batteries is what you're doing here. So always keep that in mind. If I start telling people to be more open, this or that, they're going to look at me like I'm some kind of a nut, basically, and I don't want that. Anything you do in life, whether you're acting, you're giving out energy. You're singing, you're performing, you're giving out energy. When you're hosting the show, and see, when I host shows, I would have like 3-5 people on there, and I'm just moving the whole show real quickly myself.
That's right.
And that's art itself. I make it look so easy, but it's an art, basically. But if you're good at it, you won't get that drained. If you get a negative person that sits down, and you gotta, you know, try to convince them, now that will drain you for a while.
Yeah. And there's always exceptions, you know, to what you're saying, what we're saying. It's all negotiable. I totally, truly believe that I'm taking energy from every single interaction that I have, and I'm never, ever expending. And because of that, I literally have energy all the time. I had 2 hours of sleep last night, played on stage for about 6.5 hours playing the didgeridoo, which I don't know if anybody's ever played in your family or yourself,
right.
But didgeridoo is a workout, and to do it for 3 hours on no sleep is just something crazy. So I can understand where you're coming from, but I think that it's all negotiable. You know what I mean? It's all negotiable.
Yeah.
So what have you negotiated in your life as far as like when you meet those exceptions or maybe other entities that are trying to drain you? I'm sure you have a simple technique.
Well, if somebody's trying to drain you, number one, you're going to try to stay away from that individual, number one. Number two, you're going to, okay, when people come to me, I know they're testing me, they're very negative. I just put up to myself, hey, I don't care if the person's here or not. I'm just going to just give out what I see and feel, and they can just go on their own merry way. And that's like a protection. There's like a barrier that goes up. You're not going to steal my energy. And I don't care if you even say a word to me. And some of them, they don't even say a word. And then when they leave, they go, oh, my God, this guy was good. But on the other hand, you know, if you was a little bit better as an individual, and say you're hitting, I like the reading, the energy would be even stronger. But when I see negativity, no, I just put it up there. I'm just, you're not here. I'm just going to read you like you're not here and then get it over with. And you can go on your merry way. That protects you a lot, because a lot of people out there will drain you. And the problem with a novice reader, this is the problem with novice readers, they read another person's body language, and that is the worst thing you need to do, okay? Because I've had people shake their heads in front of me, and what they're really doing is, I just can't believe this guy's hitting me like this. Wow, he's amazing. But, you know, to a novice, they'll say, oh, my God, this person thinks I'm a bad reader. They're shaking their head. This is when you ask about the people for advice, never go on body language. And go up there and say, you're a good reader, this is what I'm going to give, and this is what I'm going to deliver, whether they're dear or not, they'll protect you. But then there's people, everybody's different. I've had people, they start talking, and they keep talking and talking, and I want to give them a good reading. But then at the end, they say, well, you gave a good reading. I go, well, I did. I couldn't get nothing out. And there's other people that won't say a word, and you got. I did a reading for a really top businessman, a big time from Las Vegas, and he says, I don't allow anybody to read. I fire my employees and this and that, and I reading him for an hour, and he didn't say anything, but then he says, go ahead, keep going. Mm-hmm. 2 hours, nonstop talking. And from every level, I'm going, and then the third hour, then after that, you can keep going. I said, no, that's enough. 3 hours, and your voice wants to give out on you after a while.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And you're really drained because you are going to a corners that you have never gone before. It's a way of testing your abilities. And I would say if you're going to be in this field, test your abilities, go as far as you can go. And then you'll know how good you are in that department. But the whole idea is when you get older, you better know your limits. Because if you're very exhausted and you're very tired, and we all get tired, it's not just from your field. If you like your field, okay, like you performed, if you like that field, you're going to get energy. Automatically you get energy. But if you get somebody who's negative once in a while, it will drain you for a short time period. But if you do it for many, many hours, and it's not that your career at time really drains you as much. I tell you what really drains you. You go home. If you got problems with your spouse, or maybe you got to fix the house, you got to go over your mail, you got the bills, you got this, you got the pets, you got this, you got to deal with all these other factors in your life. And then you got to do your career. And then you got to get up there and perform. See, in reality, let's be honest here, Jordan, you're an entertainer, whether you realize it or not. If something goes wrong on the show prior or this or that, and now it's time for you to go on, you got to act like nothing ever happened. And you got to be very positive, even though a lot of things were negative in the past.
That's okay? That's something that a lot of people would do. I've actually experimented with just owning the situation right there in front of the world in the moment, and you know it seems to work for me. But what you're describing for most people is the typical course of action, where you just have to put up the shield against what these people are thinking. I just wanted to break in because to correct that, and then also we've got about 10 minutes left, and we've got to play another commercial. Time just flies through here. I wanted to ask you, you've got a lot to cover. Would you be willing to come back for a second week during the next month or so, or maybe even sooner? Is that something that you're able to do?
Sure. Just let me know, and if you have listeners who want to call in or whatever, or maybe you want to have your listeners ask me certain questions if they can't get through. You can ask those questions on the air. As a teacher of metaphysics, I always tell my students, you can ask me anything you want, anything. I don't care what it is. And I'll let you know from my experience and things in general.
That's what we say about our show. You say anything you want, brother. You say anything you want on this show. That's how we do it, too. So I did want to say this. We're going to jump to commercial real quick, but I wanted you to maybe prep, and that's why I'm breaking in here. I want you to maybe prep anything that you wanted to get out about your school, about anything that you're starting. Plug yourself in any way you can, whatever you want to do. When we come back from commercial, I'm giving the rest of the time to you, and maybe Corey, if he has like one question, he can sneak one in there. But for now, let's just jump to commercial. And Mike, thank you so much, man. You've really delved into this full on, and that's what we appreciate from our guests and pretty much anybody. So let's jump in real quick.
Meet Corey, a talented musician, philosophical artist, designer builder, and co-host of Piercing the Veil, a booming radio show which focuses on spreading rare or esoteric knowledge. When he's not doing art, making music, designing, or hosting on the air, Corey is an experienced life coach who specializes in wealth management, preservation, and acquisitions. For a free 15-minute consultation, call 520-230-2332 or email cr_s@unseen.is with questions or concerns. Expand your possibilities and thrive today.
Having trouble with harassing collection agencies? Creditors breathing down your neck? Feeling like you're drowning in debt? The Guild of Tactical Wordsmiths is here to help you now. GTAC is an ecclesiastical guild association of aggressive debt assassins who can eliminate your debts, free negative marks from your credit report, and get you compensated for unfair collection practices or emotional damages. They have a proven track record of success and sustainable results, which will have creditors and debt collectors shaking in their boots. This is not your typical credit repair or verification. GTAC uses proven techniques and negotiation tactics to completely eliminate your debt or conflict, remove negative marks from your credit reports, and in most cases, GTAC will retrieve compensation for you. Call for your free 15-minute consultation today at 214-290-3053.
Okay, back from our second commercial break. Again, this is September 18th, 2016. Our past two episodes have been reruns, so thank you for your patience, listeners. We've been working pretty busy behind the scenes. And today we have Mike Kerbin, also known as Confucius, which is his stage name, the founder of a metaphysics school, a natural-born psychic, and he's been describing to us basically how he honed his techniques, what basic readers or people that are new to the field of psychic reading and other things, what they can expect, some pitfalls to avoid. It talks a little bit about sensitivity regarding the body and emotions and balancing your work life, which is reading, with the home life of human conditioning and everything that everybody's experiencing. Before I kick it over to Mike, I do want to drop this on everyone who's listening. Everything starts within. All problems are personal. And your perception of the thing or the emotion or the incident or the concept is so much more valuable and important than the thing itself or the emotion itself. So keeping that in mind, keeping a clear head and balance is extremely important. And with that, I'd like to jump back over to Mike so he can plug himself and all the fascinating work that he's doing in the local DFW area. Right before we do that, I will say this final note. If you live in DFW, okay, if you're in the surrounding Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex here in Texas, you need to get your butt over to the Psychic Fair. Blue Moon Psychic Fair is fantastic. We've been playing commercials for the past month. We'll have another episode with their commercials, and they have a fair coming up soon. So with that being said, again, Mike, thank you so much for being on the show today, and I will kick this over to you, and you just go with, you know, run with it however you please.
Okay, well, first of all, also I just want to let your listeners know that Halloween's coming up. I actually have a paranormal museum. So right now it's in Las Vegas. Eventually it'll come down to Dallas, and they can actually see it. If they go to YouTube.com, put in Out of This World Museum, Out of This World Museum, Mike Kerbin, K-U-R-B-A-N, you can see there's about 7-8 minutes of it, and then you see trees that turn gold by spirit, artifacts owned by the mediums, and then pictures of different spirits on it, proof of life after death, all that is seen. You can see that on YouTube. Also, you can see me as Confucius on YouTube. Again, put Mike Kerbin. And then you see me with the big red hat, and then you see Confucius. I have over about 1,008 hits since March 10 so far, maybe more, and about the presidents and other shows. And if you want to go to my website, they can go to www.angelsonwheels.net. I have a healing organization. I train people to be healers. You go to my testimonies, you'll see all types of things. I did murder cases, featured number one psychic in the United States, in New York, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm going to have a new website come out pretty soon. It's going to be www.mikekerbinproductions.com. I'm going to have Confucius in there, the School of Metaphysics, and we're going to train all people to be entertainers, but they're all psychics. It'll be the first time ever in the history, and it started out here in Dallas and may end up going down to New York or even down to Hollywood in the near future. Now, if people want to get a hold of me, they can call me direct at 702-612-0670. That's my cell phone, 702-612-0670. My home phone number is 469 here in Dallas, 930-8128. Again, 469-930-8128. Now, again, remember, I'm with the BlueMoonExpo.com. You go into classes, you will see Confucius, a free show from 3 to 4, and from 4 to 6, we teach the psychic training. And I guarantee anybody who takes the training that you start reading within the first hour, I'll guarantee you your money back that you read in 1 hour. Nobody will ever do that, but I do this with my school because it's quality training. It's not more than 5 students. That's it. And so how are we doing on the time here, Jordan?
Looks like we're doing. Let's see here. We got we're cutting it close. We got about another minute.
Okay. So again. And I just want your listeners to know I do all types of readings, from crossing over, past life, medical intuitive. They want to know about anybody. They want to know numerology. I can do palmistry. I do the whole shebang. But most people want really the psychic. They want to know about who they are, like the mediumship health, their future. And they don't care how you get it, as long as you give them what they want. And that's true. That's the truth. And so, yeah. Again, if they want to get a hold of me, might just play back the show, tell your friends. Again, I'll be on the future show with Jordan and Corey here. And if they want to call in, and you can give them their number, Jordan, to call in. Why don't you do that for the future?
Yeah, I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea. The number to call is actually 888-429-5124. That's station 2. You can also go to www.bbsradio.com/piercingtheveil. That's pretty self-explanatory. It will pull up our homepage. And our past episodes are podcasted, and they're basically listed on the front page there. So, Mike, fantastic show, man. I have to say this has been one of my favorites. I think you're right up there with Johnny Delirious and his ET alien abduction experience where he was taken to the dark side of the moon. And it's funny, I think we might actually have to get a little bit into astrology and the moon in our next show as well and work the reading in there. But we've had some pretty interesting discussions off record that I want to get public, if you're okay with that. And so thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You did a fantastic job. We're going to have you back soon. And then I'll kick this over to Corey. Corey, I know you've been basically just observing and absorbing. Is there any – we don't really have time for questions. Corey, if you actually just want to wrap us up here with your final thought, we'll go ahead and drop it.
Yeah. Mike, it's great to have you on. I appreciate your viewpoint, your experience, and your professionalism. And you touched on something. Everybody's psychic, basically. So I think you're just, you know, you're one of those folks who are kind of exploring the way for us to get back to our normal state, our true state.
Excellent. I totally agree with that, Corey. And that's a wonderful way to wrap that up, is to understand that everything starts with you know, within the body and the soul and the mind, and once they're unified, then the results are produced within, and then you can tailor those to your situation. So until next week, we're going to have a special guest, or we'll have a call-in. We'll just determine that during the middle of the week and do our marketing accordingly. But next week's going to be a live show, and we will see you then. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week until then, and love yourself, everybody. Love yourself.